This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Donald Trump continues to try to make a late bid to win Wisconsin again, as he did in the presidential election 4 years ago. Publicly released polls for the state show the president trailing Democratic rival Joe Biden by at least 5 percentage points. One poll this week from ABC News and the Washington Post has Trump behind by 17. But during a rally at the Green Bay Airport yesterday, the president blamed the news media for showing him well back.
Washington Post, ABC, crooked as hell. It's called suppression polls. You know what it does? It suppresses the vote.
Trump insists the race in Wisconsin is close and that he can come back and win. The president likely needs a big turnout in northeast Wisconsin to have a chance to win, so he promoted the endorsement he received this week from former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Brett Favre.
One thing about him, tough as hell and great and really talented, so I want to thank Brett Favre. Thank you very much.
The Biden campaign responded by highlighting comments from one of Favre's former coaches, Mike Holmgren. Holmgren said the only intelligent decision in this particular election is backing the former vice president for the White House. And last night in Milwaukee, Biden continued his criticism of Trump's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, charging that the Republican has, quote, waved the white flag and surrendered to this virus. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.